This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
I am truly shocked by what has happened, and I lament that this has led people to have doubts and suspicions about my integrity, my athletic integrity. I have always been a clean fighter, and I always will be a clean fighter. Since the positive tests, I have submitted to various additional tests with the same laboratory, and those results have all come back negative. To be clear, I am a clean fighter. However, I respect the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and I understand that under its laws and its regulations, there are certain penalties and certain sanctions, even for unintentional positive results.
That, the translator for Canelo Alvarez yesterday in Los Angeles, announcing that Triple G Canelo is off, that Canelo has withdrawn. He is awaiting the suspension from the Nevada State Athletic Commission for the clenbuterol positive test. He's still maintaining the idea that this was a tainted meat supplement, and that he is trying to convince the committee that, and convince the commission here in Las Vegas that his one-year suspension, which is what's on the bylaws, should be a six-month suspension, and thus he should be allowed to fight, which most likely would be in September on Mexican Independence Day against Triple G. Triple G wants to fight still here on May the 5th. Will Esko, Bad Left Hook, joining us here on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Will, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the time. All right, let's start with the positive test and what Canelo did yesterday. They were already issuing refunds for the fight, MGM was, so everybody here in Vegas assumed that it was going to be called off. But what do you make of Canelo pulling out yesterday and kind of the strategy he's deploying here, trying to, I guess, do a mea culpa in a way to the Nevada State Athletic Commission?
Right. Well, I think over the reports coming out over the last week or so, the writing was on the wall that there was really no other way for the commission to go but to issue him a suspension. And quite frankly, it was, I think, the most interesting part of the story based upon a lot of media reports that are circling around is that Golovkin might have actually inadvertently undermined his own payday by publicly blasting the commission and the Canelo over the past several weeks, indicting the integrity of both, leaving them with really no other option but to suspend Canelo for this upcoming fight in May.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I think that's where we talked to Greg Bishop from Sports Illustrated, who was one of the guys at Big Bear that talked to Golovkin when he went after the Nevada State Athletic Commission, went after Bob Bennett, went after Canelo, saying that he's a cheat. He was a cheat before. He's a cheat now. I've got pictures that doctors have shown me of puncture wounds before the fight and blah, blah, blah. And then after he said it all, about a couple of hours later, he tried to walk it all back, I think realizing that he just torpedoed his biggest payday. I mean, I don't know what advice he got, but I think that's the best way to read this, right? That there was no choice here but to cancel the fight and to have everybody kind of go to their corners, if you will, to fight this because of what Canelo said, or what Golovkin said, right?
Right, absolutely. So, like, just to put everything in context, over the last several weeks, Golovkin has come out with a really strong language accusing Canelo of cheating, even leading into their first fight, from where Team Golovkin said that the commission allowed Canelo to illegally wrap his hands, or what they interpreted were illegal hand wraps leading into the first fight, on top of them spotting what they say were needle injection sites indicative of doping. And then, of course, you have the actual result of the first fight, which was a dubious draw. Mm-hmm. Most people thought Golovkin clearly won that fight. And then, you know, he kind of goes on this tirade and then is basically saying, you know, so what's the Nevada Commission going to do now? They're going to turn a blind eye to two positive drug tests on top of all the other shenanigans that's going on? And then, so putting into context and public perception, I mean, it put the Nevada Commission in a place where even where there was a little wiggle room to perhaps let the fight go forward, they couldn't at that point because the language in their regulations is pretty clear that
yeah,
whether it was intentional or not, just having clenbuterol in his system is a doping violation.
So what's weird about the story now, Will, is that we know that the May 5th fight between Canelo and Triple G 2 is off. But last night, Triple G announced he is still fighting on May the 5th here in Las Vegas. The opponent is not known. Do you guys have any idea who might be put in place of Canelo?
Right. So there's been a number of names thrown in the hat. One is Demetrius Andrade, who's a good fighter who's with a small promotional outfit, and he's been super inactive. But I think that would be an interesting fight, but a dangerous fight for Golovkin to take on short notice. Billy Joe Saunders and his promoter have thrown their name out there, but they said they wouldn't be ready for a May 5th fight, but that if Golovkin wanted to pull off the May date and fight them just a few weeks later in June, that could happen. That's highly unlikely. And the name that's getting tossed around as the most likely right now is the guy by the name of Spike O'Sullivan,
mm-hmm. yep.
which is actually my least favorite of all the options. I just think that's an awful mismatch and just a terrible style matchup for Spike. But he does seem to be the front runner at this time.
Is that the point to give Golovkin a cupcake, given you want to make sure that fight with Canelo can still go off in September?
I mean, I suppose you could look at it like that, but at the same time, I mean, from what I understand, this fight is still slated to go on a pay-per-view. And I don't see Golovkin is a great fighter, but he's not a huge mainstream draw. I don't see how him fighting somebody such as Spike O'Sullivan is going to do any numbers, and it doesn't really do anything to raise his profile for a September fight. I mean, a September fight with Canelo Alvarez would be just as big without a fight against someone like Spike O'Sullivan. But like you say, if their team's intention is to fight Canelo down the line after what would presumably be a retroactive 6-month suspension and fight him in a Mexican Independence Day weekend, then yeah, you probably want him to have a softer touch to make sure that they don't derail another payday if that is what happened this time.
Well, let's go. Bad Left Hook joining us here on Pushing the Odds. So if you could be, you know, drawing up any fight other than Canelo Triple G from happening, I know schedules may work into play here, but who is the biggest name that you could think of to put into the ring with Canelo that would justify, with Triple G, that would justify a pay-per-view?
At middleweight, I would have to say right now a rematch with Daniel Jacobs.
Yes.
I mean, there's not a lot of huge marketable names. There's good fighters at middleweight, but not a lot of huge names out there. Obviously, Canelo is by far the biggest. Golovkin would be a second. Someone like Demetrius Andrade, he's a really good fighter with a lot of good skills, but he doesn't have a huge profile due to his promotional situation and inactivity over the past few years. Billy Joe Saunders, that would be, I think, a legitimate pay-per-view fight. I don't think it would do good numbers, but it would be a more justifiable pay-per-view than someone like Spike O'Sullivan. But I know think that's actually a super long shot to happen.
I know Jacobs is scheduled to fight. That's the name I was wondering if you're going to bring up. He's scheduled to fight on April the 28th. Is there any way to get him out of that fight to fight on May the 5th and fight against? Because he lost to Triple G already, and I had him on this show, and he wants Triple G again. He wants the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, he still maintains that he feels like he beat Triple G in the first one. And it was a close fight. I think Golovkin clearly won it, but it was definitely a competitive fight, more so than most people thought. I guess getting him out of his upcoming fight and into it really has to do with contractual obligations, and I don't necessarily know the status of his upcoming fight. It's pretty fairly common practice, especially amongst top fighters now, that they'll have fights all squared away to go, but the actual final binding contracts are usually not signed until the week of fight week. And I think that's for liability issues. And if that was the case, it probably would be easy for him to back out of his upcoming fight to take on Golovkin. But if it's signed and sealed, then that's a whole other situation.
Right. Interesting stuff. Will, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it. It should be wild to see what happens.
Anytime.
That is Will Esko, Bad Left Hook, great SB Nation boxing site. Daniel Jacobs scheduled to fight, I think it's Saluki, I think that's how you say it. Macy Galuski, I think is how you say it, on at Barclays Center in Brooklyn on Premier Boxing Championships. And normally that's they have recently teamed up with Showtime and HBO for different events. And you wonder if there is some way of putting a fight together to get Daniel Jacobs back into the ring with Triple G. That's a dangerous fight, but it's a fight that justifies the pay-per-view. And that's the thing about this positive test for Canelo. It can literally derail everything. Because if Triple G will lose, okay, then the fight with Canelo is not... You start breaking up the belts, and you start going all through different problems. Having him fight on May the 5th, I'm actually pretty surprised that they're going through with this. But it has to do with, I'm sure, Las Vegas feeling slighted, wanting something to have on May 5th, wanting a fight, a boxing match, on Cinco de Mayo, when so many people do come to Las Vegas, in particular from a boxing hotbed like Mexico. More to come on this, Pushing the Odds.